Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about this guy you brought in here, Jeff.
Oh, this guy. This is Jeff Beecher. I work with him very closely because he is the Senior Solutions Consultant for Talus Pay, which is our merchant services partner, which means we work together to find solutions for our business customers for credit card processing.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to come on and highlight Talus Pay and our partnership and the opportunities that our businesses, customers or non-customers, have. So I thought it'd be lovely for him to kind of talk about that experience.
Yeah. So first of all, do you have any cash in your pockets? Because you're probably a card guy, right?
I'm a card guy. I don't carry a lot of cash these days, but I'm out there to support the business for sure.
Yeah, even small businesses nowadays, man, they really, really do depend on cards, don't they?
They really do. You know, it's just a means of supporting their business, and cash payments is one of those. And, you know, working with Jessica and the bank, that's one of the things that we do as an extension of their merchant services program is, you know, we take a look at, you know, all different types of merchants, you know, small, medium, and large, and they've all got different platforms and different ways to accept cards. So we're just going to go out there and make sure that we have the best solution in place for them to accept cards and save a little money along the way.
Okay. So, Jeff, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing merchant services for 20-plus years, kind of dating myself a little bit, but I've been with Talus Pay Consulting for just a little bit over a year now.
Okay. All right. It's kind of a complicated thing for us to think, for me to think about that. But I usually leave it to all the people in the other room to take care of that.
Yeah.
So, as far as a small business goes, is it easy? How does this work?
It really is. So there's two types of businesses that we deal with: those that accept credit cards today, so they're familiar with the process. And then we have clients that don't accept, but they're looking to get into accepting credit cards. So either way, we can sit down, have those discussions, kind of do a discovery call, learn about their business, understand what their wants and needs are, and then we customize the solution for them.
Okay. So I guess, is it costly? Is there a big cost there?
It can be costly, and that's one of the things that Talus Pay Consulting has done very well. They took the aspect when they created the company back in 2003 with the focus on the view of the merchant, right?
Right.
So normally you've got sales channels, they'll come out there and they'll sign clients up for, you know, lengthy term contracts, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years. And they use that as an opportunity to, over that course of time, increase their rates.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we took a different view of it. And our aspect is we work for the client, right? Not only do we work with the bank, but we work for the client.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little bit of a different concept in terms of fees and how we orchestrate that. We have a small fee that we would charge the merchant to manage their business or their statement. And what we're looking to do, I always say, we get paid to make sure that we keep your fees and rates as low as we possibly can.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And you try to make it as easy as possible for people to, in a business, when they call here and say, yeah, I want to pay with a card. You try to make it as easy as possible, I imagine.
Absolutely. And that's where we get into the format of, you know, what type of business they are, how they're going to accept cards. You know, is it the, you know, typical tabletop terminal where you do a swipe or a dip or a tap and go? It could be a mobile solution. If you're a business that does projects out in the field, and you want to be paid as soon as the work is done. So we offer that type of solution. If you need online credit card acceptance,
mm-hmm.
We have gateways and virtual terminals that'll support that.
Yeah, it can be pretty difficult, or I guess on the security side of things, is it the bank or is it the local business, I guess, that you, on the security side, where you have more problems? Probably more on the small business side.
It's on the small business, but it's medium and large as well. So everybody's a target when it comes to security. Fraud is just one of those things that everybody has to look at. So there's a PCI council, the Payment Card Industry Council, that governs how any client or merchant that accepts credit cards, they have to be able to send and receive transactional information in a secure environment. So there is surveys that most merchants will have to do once a year. Sometimes if you're really large, you have to do it once a quarter. Mm-hmm. But it's just a means to make sure that you, again, are accepting and receiving credit card information in that secure environment. So there are a lot of the products and services that are out there and the platforms that we use that support the security side of things.
Yeah, we're talking with Jeff Beecher. He's with Talus Pay, a senior solution consultant. So I work with a lot of small businesses here, I imagine, here in the Fremont area then.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, as Jessica had stated, we're good partners. We're an extension of that merchant services. We deal with clients that are bank clients, and we also deal with potential clients. So anytime that we're out there, and we do free assessments or analytics, so anytime you want to give us 2 or 3 months worth of a credit card statement, we can evaluate that. We look at all the different fees. We scrub the statements, you know, top to bottom. And then what we're looking for is there's tricky ways for people to make money. And there's, you know, hidden fees, there's inflated fees, bogus fees. And so we're looking to take that statement and really do a good scrub and make sure that we're finding all the holes in that. And again, that's our job. We're mm-hmm. here to make sure that we can limit those fees for the merchant. Again, we're working on behalf of the client.
So. Yeah, there's no set template for anybody.
There really isn't. Everybody's different. Like I said, there's all different sizes, small, medium, and large. And there's different platforms on how they want to accept cards. So that's really what we do. We mm-hmm. come up with that customized solutions. We do use 6 different platforms that we have products and services that we can choose from. So that makes it really easy if you're a retail or restaurant merchant, we can take a look at those products and services. Or if you're B2B, government, educational, nonprofit, we see all types, and we've got products and services to support that.
Well, for First State Bank, Jessica, this has got to be a great service to be able to offer those small businesses when they come in with a business plan and you're saying, okay, well, I've got a guy here who can help you, right?
Absolutely. I think also what's been an asset for us is to come in and have Talus Pay look at, you know, cost effective measures. And, you know, when businesses are saying, hey, I've got too many costs here, I need to cut down on something. So Talus Pay has been able to go in and look at their merchant services with, if they have a current partner. Mm-hmm. And like he said, take a good look at things and come back with from, you know, maybe a couple hundred to tens of thousands of dollars in savings mm-hmm. that Talus Pay could provide for that business. So I've seen it all. I've seen the gamut there, and it's great. And it doesn't matter, you know, 200 is 200 to a small business.
Yeah, yeah.
That's saving money. So it's refreshing to have them come in and then be held accountable to it. They make sure that they provide performance reports to the customer so that they're able to see, hey, we're living up to what we had projected that we would save you.
I get
copied on that. So it's a very good relationship and an ability for me to say, hey, Talus Pay is performing, and also, you know, kind of communicate with that customer.
And be flexible if there is something there. Oh, hey, we need to change this a little bit.
Well, exactly. And that's what the performance reports do, right?
Yeah.
So when a merchant boards through the bank, what we do is 1 month after the first month that they're on, we put out the first performance report to say, hey, month one, here's what we're seeing. We're on track. We're seeing the steady volumes. We're seeing the savings that we were anticipated. And then we continue to monitor that month after month. And then every 6 months after that, for the life of the relationship, we send out that performance report. I call it our report card because it does a fine detail of, hey, are we performing, or has there been a dynamic shift in the business? Maybe the card type has changed. Maybe the mm-hmm. type of business has brought in, let's say, international cards. That can shift. And so we're ready to go, and we evaluate that. And the one thing that we do, again, working for the client, is we give them the measured results, but we have that ongoing educational approach that we take with them. And that's one of the things, and I think, Jessica, you would agree with that. Many times when we have conversations with these new merchants, they'll tell us that, hey, nobody has ever explained a statement to me. Nobody has ever told me who participates. Where do the fees go?
Right.
Because the statements get pretty complex. They're very busy. And that's what we do, is we dissect those. We educate the client. We also give them information on what could potentially impact a fee. Mm-hmm. So if you key enter a card number into a terminal device, you're going to get a higher rate than if you swipe or dip it. So those are some things that maybe somebody doesn't know, or if they have a younger person, you know, on the terminal and mm-hmm. you know, they like to key in, it's just more expensive. So we take that time to educate them, and that's one of the benefits of the relationship.
Yeah, it probably comes in handy on the tax side too.
Absolutely. So yeah, they see the benefit, you know, like I say, A to Z.
Yeah. Well, let's play a song. We'll come back and talk a little bit more with Jeff Beecher, the Senior Solution Consultant with Talus Pay Consulting here, our First State Bank guest DJ. When he's not working, he's enjoying his Tennessee whiskey. So Chris Stapleton will help us out here on the Big Dog. We'll be right back. Chris Stapleton on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. We're in the middle of our First State Bank guest DJ show every Friday, brought to you by First State Bank and Trust of Fremont, Arlington, Blair.
Yes.
Yeah. Jessica Fickbaum with us, along with Jeff Beecher. He is a Senior Solutions Consultant for Talus Pay. And we've been talking about credit card transactions and how he can help your small business make that very easy. What makes you guys so unique, Jeff?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I had mentioned before, you know, our goal is to establish that relationship with the merchant. We find that that's very important. We want a long-term relationship, not a short-term. So one of the things that we do there is the educational approach. We continue, once a merchant comes on board, to keep that educational aspect relevant because the industry changes. Many things from a business perspective might change. We talked about the measured results on the performance reports. If we see a shift or a dynamic change, we want to be able to correct that as soon as possible. So it's that continued educational approach.
So I'm sorry, I'm just going to throw in a personal story because I know this happened for them, is that they had a client who all of a sudden their costs went up, and they figured out it was a girl working for them that liked to key in because she liked to hear her nails on the key entry instead of swiping the card. So they were getting a higher rate added on because she was keying it in. Instead of swiping the card. Because keying in is card not present, basically,
It's card not present, so what they're doing. It's like somebody calling over the phone.
Yeah.
They give them the credit card information over the phone, so they key in or the... Well, this girl, she said, she had the fake nails. She liked the tapping when she would go in and do. And so, it was a younger individual,
behind
the counter. So it just became an educational point that, hey, look, we have to either swipe or dip these. Otherwise, we're paying that higher interchange rate. Although it sounds neat. The end result isn't neat. So those are one of the things that we do. So we have that educational approach. We talked a little bit about the tailored solution. It's really getting in and sitting down and understanding a merchant's business. This is their livelihood. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we don't miss anything in that process. And again, that's where that tailored solution comes from. Because like I said before, we have six different platforms that all have different products and services that we can choose from. There is some overlap there. But we want to make sure we're not trying to stuff every merchant type into one bucket with the same set of products and solutions, because they don't work that way. A government entity or a B2B is different than, like I said before, a retail or restaurant. So we set them up with a tailored solution. All of our fees are transparent. There's going to be no surprises, no hidden fees. Everything that is on that application or the merchant service agreement, that is what they're going to see on the statement. And then dedicated service. This actually turns out to be a big one. We're 24/7, 365, but we're right here in the States. We have a 30-minute SLA. If our individuals, the team that is on the help desk that day, if they can't get to the phone, they'll call you back within 30 minutes. If it's something that they have to take away, they will go work with the processors to find out the answers to the questions. Many times what we find out is the sales entities today, once they sign them up, give them an 800 number and say, if you have a problem, call the processor. And if anybody's called during prime time, it's an hour and a half wait before you even get a live voice. So with our 30-minute SLA, or if you don't answer
in
real time, that dedicated service is very, very important. And then, as we talked before, the performance reports, it's just that report card that keeps us on track to make sure that at the end of the year, we've made savings and an impact for the merchant.
Yeah. For instance, we were just talking about being out of town this last weekend. When I go into a restaurant, boy, I really like it when they have the Apple system and I just stick my card in and then I can just take my finger and go done.
Yes.
It's so cool. And it works out.
It really does. And that brings the consumer into the action of the transaction, right? They feel like they have a little bit of control versus you hand your card to the wait staff, they walk away. Well, what happens to that?
I know. I don't always like that.
Not always, but there are times where, you know, things can go awry or somebody might have a wedge and they scan that card.
Twice.
That's kind of, yeah. And that's kind of where, you know, some of that fraud that comes into play. But when you have a system that's in front of you that you get to control the swipe or the dip, you get to control the signature, you get to control the tip amount, it makes a big, big difference.
Yeah, yeah. So next step, what would the next step be if somebody wanted to come on board? Is Jessica, they call her and say, hey, can you get a hold of Jeff? We want to set up something.
Yeah, sure. So once we go through the analytical side of things, if they're accepting credit cards today or they're new to merchant services and they like the solution that we have, we would send them a business profile form that they would fill out. It gives us the information for the business that we're able to create the application on. We send that back to them electronically. They go through the e-signature process. They send that back to us. It goes into underwriting. From the moment it goes from the application process to the time we can have them set up is usually 4 to 7 business days.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So it moves very, very quickly. And many times we can get it done quicker than that. So it's a matter of once it gets through the underwriting process and approved, it goes to the activation team. They reach out to the merchant. They set a date and time. They go through the implementation of the solution that we put in place. They'll train them. They'll test them. And they'll make sure that everything is set in 100%. Ready to go, and the merchant's confident, and then they start from there. They start accepting their credit cards.
Very nice. Well, should we play another song, and we can come back, kind of wrap things up? We're talking with Jeff Beecher, Senior Solutions Consultant for Talus Pay Consulting. More to come. He likes Darius Rucker, too. A little wagon wheel on the big dog. Darius Rucker on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM, 854. As we wrap it up here on the First State Bank SDJ show, Jeff Beecher, Senior Solution Consultant for Talus Pay Consulting, has been our guest. And Jessica, she's kind of like the agent, so she'll take all the business and then refer it. Is that how that works, or do people call you directly?
It's a little bit of both. We just work what's best for the customer.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot of, you know, and of course I'm working with my loan department or, across departmental, people are referring customers or prospects to me. And I kind of just walk the customer through what Talus Pay is about.
Yeah.
Just emphasize that they can do a free analysis of their current service. So, just a checkup. Hey, let's have a checkup, take a look at what's going on. And then quite literally, I hand on as much information as I can to Talus Pay. And then within a couple of days, they come back with an analysis. And you know, I think being a local bank, it's so important that I'm an advocate for our customer, right?
Right.
And Talus Pay agrees with that mentality and, is on board with that all the way. I've had a couple of instances where they do an analysis and they say, hey, you know what? They're in a good place. They've got this figured out. We can't meet this rate. They're good. I would suggest they just stay where they're at. That's just refreshing to me to have a partner that's looking out for the best interest of the business as well.
Definitely. Well, thanks for coming in, Jeff. We appreciate it and explaining some of that information. It can be really difficult for people to understand.
It can be. And again, through the partnership that we have with the bank, that's what we're here for. We're here to, answer any questions. As Jessica had stated, we do the free analysis. Just takes a couple months worth of statements. We can usually turn that in 24 to 48 hours, if not sooner. We cover the detail with the merchants and, like I said, we've seen, very large savings. We've seen medium savings and, the part of the consulting side is if they're good where they're at, we tell them that.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's, that you're honest and upfront with all that. It really makes a big difference for small business people for sure.
Yep. We take the bank's philosophy and the customer service. It's about the client. It's about the merchant. And that's the way Talus Pay Consulting and the bank together view their clients.
Yeah. Another good option for you if you're a small business looking to make things happen here in the Fremont area. Jessica, thank you for bringing this guy in.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. I wanted to bring awareness to the possibilities.
What else is going on bank-wise?
We are looking for good people. As you know, I know everybody is, but I just wanted to remind people of opportunities that we have. We have, of course, Frontline. So you're talking about tellers. We're also looking for mortgage loan processor in Blair, an operations manager, a training and development manager. And these are Fremont, Blair, Arlington. We're looking for good people that, you know, are just team players and willing to learn. And you can do that by going or talking to, you can go online to our website, fsbtfremont.bank, to learn more about those positions that are available. And then or talk to Christy Pafford at the bank, and you can call 721-2500 to do that. So
all right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll hit another First State Bank SDJ show next week, but I don't know. Will you take my Bitcoin today when I stop by?
No.
Okay, good. 8:57. Good morning.